Clap on time.
Three, two, one.
Perfect.
All right, whatever. We try.
Actually, that second clap was so fucking on point that that's where the podcast needs to start, because people need to understand how on sync these things are when it comes to like having guests slapping and whatnot. We're streaming with a JPEG, and we're able to clap alongside the GIF image. I thought Andrew was frozen for a second.
In my defense, I'm just not reacting.
I'm no selling you.
I'm talking about the top 10 most crime-ridden cities in America. Okay, I was distracted.
Listen, turn off the Amaranth stream. I know you're learning about cities and where the crime.
I'm learning about cities.
I still can't believe, like, Memphis, Tennessee is way more dangerous than Flint, Michigan. Like, I've been to Flint, okay? It's not a place I want to end up
being. Isn't that the one with water? The bad water? The stinky water?
No, I don't think they have water yet, all right? It's been forgotten. It's like the Atlantis of the United States. Some people don't even believe it exists. That's what I've said.
It's the first time I've heard of it in, I don't know, what, 4 years, 5 years? Thanks, Bodhar. Yeah.
It surfaces every once in a while.
Well, Andrew, for the people in our podcast that don't know who you are yet, okay, that haven't actually, because I'm going to be real with you. Every month, I've known Andrew for a bit now, but my father always discovers Andrew every month. Because here's a fun story. My dad always watches How It's Made videos, okay? Every month, this asshole is so good at his voice. He's like perfectly voice trained, because I fall for him. My dad is always like, did you guys know that hot dogs are made through the souls of dead children? And it's always this guy. That's how. So
that's
you
know
what
mean.
I mean? You tricked PewDiePie. What was he watching? He ended up on one of your videos. Like, which video is that?
He watched. Shit. So he was doing a video himself on like how stuff is made, and he searched up one of mine, and then it became, I think, maybe sardines. I don't remember, but
so disgusting.
But he found mine, and he was just like trying to do his PewDiePie thing, and then he was like, oh wait, this is a joke, and he moved on. But I got
it took him a while. Dude, I respect him for leaving it in the video. Oh my god.
Well, that's why you have to leave it in, right? Because you've been successfully trolled if you last longer than 30 seconds, right? Like
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there's always that critical mass tipping point of like how far until you realize it's not real. Because I carefully and intentionally spaced that out. You know, the first 30 seconds, minute, it'll be subtle. Like if I'm doing bubble gum, I'll be like, they add liquid pink to the mixture for its pink color, and people will be like, oh yeah, liquid pink, wait what's liquid pink? Okay. That's going to be only a few people. But then later when I'm saying shit like they add thumbtacks and battery acid for its zangy flavor, then people start going, what the fuck?
It gets its name because it uses mammal gums as its prime ingredient.
Yeah.
It took me, I think, like 2 minutes during the orange juice video, and I'm like, oh, now I figured out it's him. It was like,
I remember a line from that one. Did you figure that one out when I said a thief sneaks into the factory to steal an orange for a job well done?
Yeah, it was
the original footage is one of the factory workers picks up an orange to inspect it and then puts it in his pocket. So you said a thief breaks into the factory and steals an orange.
Hilarious.
And it's like, how do you still think the video's real after that? Like, why would they leave that?
I think it's the delivery though. Like, it really does feel like that. Like, it feels like you and the How It's Made narrator are like one and the same. Like,
you
literally trolled that day. You went into the studio, like you snuck into the studio. It was like an actual, like, that's something that I feel like by mistake the master control station on a TV might have let slip. And then they would have realized quick. They would have been like, fuck.
I've got such a big dream in the back of my mind. I want to meet Brooks Moore, who's the official narrator for How It's Made, and give him my script and have him read it.
Yo.
Just for that next level authenticity. That's what
that
I want.
Is he still like active on the... Wait, do they still actually make How It's Made?
Dude, How It's Made is in season like 40 or something, and he is still the narrator going strong. Same guy.
I used to watch that show before work and just be really sad while I was watching it. It was dark out. Just be like, That's how that's made. That's awesome. Sweet. I wish I would have fucking watched How Sugar's Made or something.
How It's
funny.
Made is a show that everyone watches and likes, but it's no one's favorite show. Have you ever? Yeah. It's just there.
It's there.
It's just like, I remember watching it like really on just cold, lonely nights where I was just like, this is how hot sauce is made. Oh, this is how airline food is made. And then I would feel really smart because I would like text people. I'm like, I bet you didn't know how hot dogs were made. I bet you didn't know how airline food was made, okay?
That's actually where I get a ton of views. People apparently put the show on to go to sleep, and then they'll put on autoplay. Yeah. And after five or six episodes, they'll start putting my videos in there.
Subconscious conditioning.
Yeah. Let me grab his name real quick. There was a big streamer who gets like 10,000 viewers. Where is he? S-Fand. S-Fond.
Yeah,
I don't know how to pronounce it because I'm disgusting degenerate. But yeah, he did a subathon and he was like, okay, I'm going to bed now. Good night. I'll put on videos for you to watch, chat. And he just put on How It's Made.
Are you sure you weren't watching Hassan by any chance? Was that
No.
Sleep reactions.
Yeah.
Hassan, you gotta sleep, bro. What, you want him to do, die?
I love every time, like, the, now it's like, you know how they had the live Tucker Carlson reaction where he just like stares deeply into the camera soul? The Hassan reaction's so funny because they just have like a chair and it's like live Hassan reaction. Like, you fucking asshole.
Oh man.
I don't know. The last I saw him, he was at like Coachella or something, which is its own hellhole, might I say.
Hassan, did you see his fit? He looks like a Hot Wheels.
Dude, did you see how they fucking roasted him on Twitter over it? That man is a genius. So he was in like a private jet. I don't know if he like charted it himself, but he was in like a private jet going to Coachella, which is like, so it's like, how far is it away from Los Angeles? Like 2.5 hours, 3 hours? It's somewhere in the desert, right? But I'm like, wait, you didn't need a private jet for that. And then they did the fit, and then it was like $1,100 Gucci shirt. And I'm like, oh man, this man knows how to troll. He just knows how to like... He knows how to hit that algo.
He's so smart. And go ahead.
Sorry, Caleb.
No, go ahead.
Did you see Business Insider? Like, they had one tweet saying that billionaire Jeff Bezos' Washington Post buy makes a fascinating cultural transition in America. And then they tweeted, Elon Musk's attempt to buy Twitter represents a chilling new threat. Billionaire taking over social media.
Well, I have no idea what's going to go on with that Twitter thing, man. To be honest with you, I don't believe that he's going to be able to buy it.
Imagine being so fucking spiraled down and obsessed with social media and Twitter that you go, you know what? I'll just buy it so I can do whatever I want with it.
Listen, I have shit on people that have bought Twitter Blue, you know? Like, I was like, who the fuck pays a sub fee to this goddamn platform, you know, every month? You're a fucking idiot. But hey, I apologize to the people that bought Twitter Blue because there's an even bigger dipshit out there and that dude's buying the whole fucking platform.
40 billion, bro.
That is nothing but wasted money. Just truly.
Absolute wasted money. What does he need so much money for? You might as well meme around with it, right?
It's true. He's buying the public square.
I do appreciate. I mean, before this, we had like fucking Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. And who the fuck knows? We had like fucking Rockefellers and some kings and whatever. We had the most boring, stuffy, businessy people running with money. But now with Elon, who is like still a 14-year-old Reddit memer, at least we have that sort of human with the most money on earth to do the stupidest shit with it, you know?
Elon proves to me that superheroes like Iron Man and Batman will always be fictional, because you tell me the richest dude in the world hasn't made a fucking Batmobile flying around Texas beating people? Come on,
I'm waiting for the Batman issue where he's planning a fucking like raid on the Joker's lair and he's like, give it up, Joker, I bought Twitter, it's over.
Your shit posting ends here. Well, my dad, who watched the new Batman movie with me, right? He's like, you know, I want to see this. He made a really good point too, because he was just fucking criticizing this fucking whole thing. He's like, wait a minute. This movie takes place in 2021 and shit, and you're telling me the fucking U.S. military doesn't have like a drone above Gotham just scanning for the heat signature on his V-20 Mustang that fucking flies around? Bullshit. He was like fucking going, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. He's like, he doesn't even cover half his face anymore. Like, maybe 30% of his face is covered by a mask, and they still don't believe it. But I... I made that take on Twitter once, and I got shit for it, because they were like, well, in comic issue 163-4, Bruce Wayne, no, we're not going into the comic series, okay? This isn't the Halo show, all right? We're not looking at Master Chief's ass for, like...
Dude, fucking hate that show so much.
That show is perfect.
You got me into it, Caleb. You actually got me into it because
the first episode was good. The first like 10 minutes, I was like, oh my God. And then it was like, all right. And then there's that little fucking girl, and I'm like, who the fuck's this? I don't care. And then the second episode's like, all right, this is interesting. And then the third episode's like, this is getting really bad. It should be saved maybe by the fourth one. And then now that it's terrible. It's horrible.
My favorite thing about the Halo show, it brought tears to my eyes with how incredible it was, is you have the Halo show, and it's doing all its stuff, and then they have a big action scene. And it's like, oh my God, there's a Spartan. I think it is Master Chief. I don't remember, but... He's fighting these fucking Covenant elites. And, like, it looks bad. Not, you know, it looks pretty bad. It looks pretty awkward. But it's like, okay, they tried. It's a TV show. This is fun. And then it cuts to the first person segment. And you go, well, it's not like they have a 7 or 8 game series long video game series to pull visuals from.
To reference. This.
Oh, well, and then the first person segment looks like a fucking browser shooter game from 2005.
Oh, my God.
It was embarrassing.
It's so bad, yeah. Like, I'm like the optimist. I take a vow of optimism when it comes to any series that I love. And it's just every time anything is released, just layers of my soul get pulled away and ripped and fucking torn to shreds. It's just another show. It's like another show that the only way that they could get it greenlit is by just putting the Master Chief in it. Somehow
I would have fucking preferred if during that sequence they just cut to actual game footage, like they just put like their fucking
Halo
company
3.
Their company let's play just on screen. Yeah. I'd be fine with it.
I'm just like so ninja in the corner.
I'm so surprised, like, fucking, so when I saw it, I was like the newest episode, I'm like, wait, his ass, like, he's actually just full nude out here? I'm like, this motherfucker takes off a helmet in Halo 1, and it's another goddamn helmet. This time he's just like, fuck the armor, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Master Chief, he's a mysterious and deep character with a dark backstory that you'll never fully understand, which is why we have him take his helmet off every scene.
So I don't understand, like, every time you criticize, like, shows like this, it sparks, like, this weird culture war shit, because people are like, oh, you're just one of those gamers that doesn't understand the artistic medium of TV shows. I'm like, no, hold on. I enjoyed the Doom movie, motherfucker, okay? Don't ever ask me that I'm enjoying shit.
Look, I think...
That's a good movie, bro.
I think Game of Thrones has set a new audience precedent where you are allowed to shit on big budget, known property, beloved thing TV shows. Because Game of Thrones starts out and the first 6 seasons are incredible.
Dude,
we finally have a fantasy fictional TV show with a good budget, good effects, great characters, like everything all in. We finally get it. And then season 7 comes out and you're like, well, that was kind of dumb, but... You know, some things were good. Maybe it was a rough season, kind of weak. And then season 8 comes out.
Still looks pretty good. But
the cool thing about season 8 of Game of Thrones is, have you ever noticed anyone talking about that show anymore? It's gone. It is gone from public consciousness. It used to be everywhere.
Think how
many people you'd hear, winter is coming, and oh, I'm House Stark, I'm House Baratheon. It was everywhere. And after season 8 wraps up, it's gone from public consciousness.
Gone.
No one references it. No one talks about it. It was that bad that it retroactively ruined the show. So I'm perfectly okay shitting on the Halo TV series, because Game of Thrones proved that no matter how much, like, people beloved the property and how big it gets, you can fuck it up. You can ruin it.
It's ruined. I mean,
it's funny,
dude, Halo,
like, no matter what you insult, right? Like, any big... like, I hate the new Star Wars trilogy, right?
Yes.
Like, so you're going to have people defending it and saying, no, it was actually great for these reasons. You didn't understand the subtle nuances. And, like, no, but I think Game of Thrones really, it was a turning point in media history that you are actually allowed to hate something popular.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have the wolf in one of the scenes because they didn't have the budget to animate the wolf. Like, it was, like, that bad. There was a Starbucks cup in middle of the battle and whatever it's called.
Yeah, the dude, season 8. Blood pump on the, yeah.
What are those things called? The little, like, sprayers or whatever? The things that blast the...
Yeah, during the fight between the mountain and the other guy, you can see it running up to his leg in his costume. Yeah.
You know what's bad? A show is really... So, like, my dad is a TV connoisseur every day. He works extremely hard, drinks a beer, makes a delicious meal, and then watches the next big TV show. Mm-hmm. And he's so cut off from the rest of the world. He watches TV, doesn't watch the news, not on the internet at all. Literally just can enjoy stuff without any sort of criticism, doesn't read reviews. He'll watch a movie on like Sci-Fi and tell me about how good it was. He watched this movie called The Ogre, right? He's like, you gotta watch this movie. It's fucking awesome, son. You're gonna love it. He's like a moth, right? If there's bright lights, he's watching. So with Game of Thrones, even with Game of Thrones, he's like, he was saying, there's the scene in which Jaime Lannister and his army, they're like, I forget where they're marching to, but Tyrion and the dragon woman come and they destroy the whole army.
Yeah. And yeah. Jaime charges the dragon.
It was an interesting scene, right? Like very like visually appealing, cool to watch, great sound design, everything like that. Mm-hmm. My dad was like, man, that scene was so good. And then he lost interest after that. He literally stopped watching the show that he'd been watching for 8 years or whatever, every single week that it would come out. Like, he was like, that was so cool. And he's like, I just don't fit. Like, what? I don't know. I didn't even get it. Like, his like primal instinct and inability to criticize TV still fell flat on Game of Thrones season 8. It was so bad. It's like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Dude, I get that too, though, because like before people really went back and analyzed it after it finished, it just had this air of shittiness. Yeah, just you know? Like, have you ever been watching something? I think Game of Thrones did it to me to some degree, but I've seen it with like other shows and movies where you're watching it and you go, this sucks, but I'm not exactly sure why yet. You know?
Yeah.
You get that feeling of shitty.
Feels too fast or like just too something like, why is this is like there's a couple years between these happening and this just was last episode. Like what this doesn't make any sense. But the Halo TV show is fucking horrible though. I mean I told you I've taken a vow of optimism with Halo. I love Halo. I've listened to almost all the audiobooks and know a lot of the lore. It doesn't make any sense. It's not Halo, even a little bit.
They didn't even play the games. I don't know if you knew that.
I did. I read that and I was like, great. Like, this is good. I'm going to love this.
And this is the fun thing, too, because everyone who is like, oh, well, they could still make it. You know, Halo is more than just a video game. It has books and stuff, too. I'm like, hold on there, okay, Jethro. First off, I get that Halo has books. It probably also has fucking sex toys, too. Point is, most people who know about Halo know it from the video game, not the books.
Yeah,
okay?
And the books are based off the fucking video games.
The fucking books. They contribute to the video game lore. Yeah, the video game lore takes precedence.
Remember the biggest bitching the entire community had, rightfully so, when Halo 5 dropped? They're like, wait a minute. Wait, I had to read fucking 3 novels before I could understand this game after Halo 4? What? Because that's what I did. Like, when Halo 5 began and they had, like, the whole blue team, like, so I didn't read the books up until then. So I, like, text my friend who's, like, a Halo god, like, addict, and he's like, oh, so blue team is, like, the Master Chief original team?
Blue team?
I was like, wait a minute, what? Yeah. Wait, what happened after Halo 4? Okay, so in the Great War between them, like, all right.
So, I mean, the worst thing I've seen
between the Sangheili and the Covenant.
I mean, the worst thing I've seen when it comes to, like, adaptations, I don't know if any of you watched Tokyo Ghoul. It was, like, a really popular manga that adaptation.
I watched a single episode of the side series randomly for a video I was doing, and it was, like, about this fat Godzilla mom who had, like, a created daughter, and like the whole what I learned about Tokyo Ghoul is it's a bit of emo rock, and then it's either people discussing a plan or how sad they are, and then they play more emo rock and the episode ends.
So first of all, yes, that's exactly what it's about. But also, the adaptation, the first season followed the manga, like the actual storyline. The second season, the next 12 episodes, they just went off on their own complete tangent and ended the story like terribly. And then they did Tokyo Ghoul Re, which continued where the second season should have ended if it would have followed the manga. So anyone that was watching the anime had no idea what happened to any of the characters in Tokyo Ghoul Re and Tokyo Ghoul Re season 2. Like, because they skipped like that whole 12 episodes between season 1 and Re with like a random not canon. And then they went back and like brought characters back to life for Re that had development in the manga, but they didn't ever adapt that part. So like,
yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? No, that's frustrating.
Yeah. With this show, it's like fucking. Here's my thing. Not everything has to be live action, okay? I feel like when you so live action obviously costs more, right? Like you pay $10 million an episode. I would rather they spend.
There are some animated movies, like recent Disney movies. Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. Even though live action, like it can be fairly expensive to make, those Disney movies that are live action remakes make huge amounts of money. People love it.
Well, but that's they were just on big IPs, so it's like fucking
And they play well in international markets as well. I mean, there's like science and fucking marketing to it, but still, I don't know. For some things, it makes you money. It's just a new way to do an established property. You know,
if they just did it with like Love, Death, and Robots, like that, some of the animation style in that show. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like the Soviet monster episode that the animation for that is. Looks superior to the stuff that is CGI in the Halo show. It's embarrassing.
Yeah,
I would have just preferred if they went like the animated route, because it's like for me a lot of the gaming stuff that we play nowadays is so good in terms of CG. Like I was like recently I'm starting to play Final Fantasy VII Remake again because I really like that fucking first the first part of the remake project. And I was like, man, like there was some point where like the in-game graphics looked so good. And I was like, man, this is like up there with like CG studios. And then even with like Halo, right? Like if you play Halo 4 and you looked at just the CGI that was in like, you know, before, I was like, that could have just been the show in of itself, right? Like fuck the whole live action shit at that point. Like, cause we're already there at that point where like the CG looks fucking there. Like,
we've Halo crossed Wars. That fucking point. Yeah.
Like there are scenes like Halo Wars. Right, like the RTS Halo game that like fucking came out back in the 360 era, like 20, I want to say like in the 10s, there were scenes in that just like fucking demolished the Halo television show, right?
Yeah,
like fucking, why didn't we just have that? Like, why didn't get the studios?
If we had this discussion like 10 years ago when TV shows didn't have nearly the budget or nearly the like support behind these kind of things, and video games, like they look good, but to do it on a big scale, I'd be like, no, Halo live action, that'd be fucking sick. Get the actors, this and that. But now, 2022, with how feasible it is, I'm kind of like, yeah, man, just 3D fucking like directed animation 3D Halo movie. That sounds amazing. Halo show, do it that way. Live action would be cool, but with how intricate and like detailed the Halo lore is, I don't think you're gonna get a good product out of it unless you go full movie, you know?
They ruined it.
Yeah.
They ruined it, dude. It's so bad. Like it just doesn't make any sense. They take their little pills out of their spines that spoiler alert. They take their little pills out of their spines so they don't fucking so they can
do you
feel
mean the
emotions
characters
again.
Or the directors.
What's that?
The characters the directors.
Yeah.
How it's made, the Halo movie.
the Spartans, the special operatives that are like the only reason that the human beings can even remotely survive against the Covenant are taking their pills out of their back so they can feel emotions. And he's on a journey to find his mom and dad. In the face of the greatest threat. Yeah,
the
what
way
the
we're
fuck?
Gonna beat these covenants is by teaching them how to love.
Dude, it's so fucking dumb.
I can't wait.
It makes
for
no
that.
Sense.
I can't
so
wait
are
for
you
the
telling
Starbucks
me,
moment.
Are Go you ahead. Fucking telling me the fucking canon ending to this TV show is probably gonna be the joke ending from Halo 1 where the soldier goes, "It's over,
yes.
Hold me, baby."
Yeah, and then literally Sergeant Johnson fucking hugs the elite. Yes. The legendary ending, yes.
I can't wait for the Starbucks moment in the Halo TV show where we find the director's credit card with the director's like line of G Fuel just like conveniently on the side.
Oh my god,
lined
dude.
Up ready to go.
It makes no sense.
Code Steve written on the
table. It's like code 117. Let's fucking go.
Dude, at what point are they going to need sponsors to publish this kind of shit? And you're just going to have an episode where Master Chief is like, I'm ready to enter this fight. And then he looks straight at the camera and he goes, but first, I'm going to purchase some G Fuel using code Chief at gfuel.com/Halo.
Somebody's calling and it's like, I can hear you loud and clear.
This cloaking device is sponsored by NordVPN.
When I'm fighting the Covenant, I know I need my data protected. That's why I trust NordVPN. Well, okay, have you guys seen Moonfall?
No.
Oh, fuck. All right, I need to talk about this. It's extremely relevant. So I watched this movie with Charlie about maybe almost a month ago now. It's called Moonfall. It is Roland Emmerich's like newest movie. He made Independence Day, The Day After Tomorrow. So he does all the disaster porn movies. I think he did 2012. You know,
that was such a good movie.
All the movies where people are like, the world's ending, we have to run away.
Everything blows up and everything.
So he made a movie called Moonfall. And it is like one of the largest self-financed movies ever, because what I suspect is this movie is so shitty, no one wanted to produce it and buy it. So he's like, fine, I'll do it myself. It's a movie. We don't have to get too into it, but it's a movie
Andrew, before you continue, I want to say the cover line for it, okay?
Sure, please, by all means.
In 2022, humanity will face the dark side of the moon.
Oh my god.
That sounds appropriate. So the plot is the moon is falling to Earth.
No, you don't say.
And we have to put it back. But why I bring this up and why it's so relevant is you can tell that this movie needed a budget because it's self-financed and all this shit. So during the movie, there will be a hotel. Like, there's an establishing shot of a hotel. And next to it is a billboard. And the billboard is giant and green, and all it says is Kaspersky. That's it. It doesn't look like a real ad. It doesn't have a slogan. It doesn't do anything. It just says the word Kaspersky.
No way.
That's pretty bad. And you're like, okay, it needs product placement. Like the Transformers movies have like Coke and Chevrolet. Like everyone does it. But the thing that made me have to audibly like shut my mouth during the movie, because we saw it in the theater, I had to like hold my mouth closed with my hand. They go into space and they have to dock two spacecraft together, and the astronaut's like floating around and he's like, all right, I'm going to initiate the sequence. Just tell me when to lock the hatches. And he's on the keypad and the two shuttles come together and the keypad literally reads Kaspersky Protection Verified.
Dude,
This movie, what? NASA is using Kaspersky antivirus on their spacecraft.
Well, what's wrong with the little Russian antivirus software on my American DARPA protected computer system?
It has less integrity than like In Space with Markiplier. Dude,
that's like, not even the worst.
It's
the
like
worst
the product
scene.
Placement that makes no fucking sense, even from like a lore perspective, right? Like fucking.
That's not even the worst one. The worst and best one is one of the main characters in the movie is a Lexus dealer. So there are plenty of establishing shots of, oh, honey, I can't talk, I'm at work. And they show the giant Lexus dealership with the Lexus logo. There's a scene where they are driving away from bad guys in a Lexus SUV. The bad guys are driving military Humvees during like a blizzard, so obviously unrealistic out the ass, but they're driving in a Lexus SUV, and one of the main characters, he's driving and he's like looking around and he's like, take the gun, shoot them. And the guy in the passenger seat is the Lexus dealer, and he goes, can't this thing go any faster? And the Lexus dealer, with a coy smile, goes, just wait till I put this in warp speed. And they zoom in on the dash panel of the car,
and they show him push
a button takes the car from comfort to sport mode.
Oh my god!
No, Andrew, it's warp mode, okay?
Oh, it is warp speed.
Are you warp There's speed? There's no way you're not making that up, dude.
This is
insane.
This is a real movie. I saw it in AMC theater.
I'm, Dude, it's the
best movie I've seen in the last year.
I'm not even torrenting this movie right now. I'm actually
this sounds good.
I saw it in IMAX. I committed. I saw it in Dolby Audio IMAX. It was. I can't describe how much fun I had during that movie.
People in fucking Florida, man, they go to IMAX just for this shit.
It was so good. There's a scene where one of the main characters is trapped under a tree, and like one of the other characters is trying to push it off, and the moon floats overhead. So the character goes, "The gravity of the moon will help us." And he like pushes the tree and it starts floating away. It's so good. Oh, it's such a good movie.
Please stop. Please.
Oh my god. I don't want to dominate the show with it, but there is I cannot recommend that movie enough. Oh, one of the main characters who's a scientist and he finds out about the moon falling before everyone else. He literally finds motivation to do things by saying, "What would Elon do?"
No.
Yeah. He says it twice. He says it twice. Yeah.
Dude, this sounds incredible.
Sounds like a segment from like an interdimensional Rick and Morty episode.
And yet it's like totally real. I have a list in my head of like my favorite bad movies of all time. I love bad movies. I watch them. I show them to my friends. I riff them. It's like a thing. Like The Room is Evil a classic. Bong. Yeah.
Step aside,
There's so many good ones. Like there's classics like Troll 2 that everyone knows.
But oh yeah, Nilbog.
Moonfall is probably in my top five. That was awesome. Entertaining from start to finish for all the wrong and right reasons.
What would Elon do though?
What would Elon do?
ED. WWED. I want to get a little braceless. What would Elon do? Buy Twitter.
I'm excited for the finale of Halo. What would Darman do?
Oh my god. Basically, honestly, that seems like that's what it is, really. They got Darman as a writer. It's a feel-good movie. It's a feel-good series. That's what Halo's about, man.
Off his helmet. What if
Master Chief takes his helmet off and he's like, maybe this is about the friends we made along the way, Cortana.
Oh my god. Dude, I would turn into an ape and just start smashing shit.
What if Master Chief pulls his helmet off and looks at the camera right after delivering his like Lisa mattress sponsorship, and then he says, "We have to go, Bravo team. Winter is coming."
He gets cut off with the UNSC, and Cortana's like, "Don't worry, Chief. I'm connecting us back to Virgin Mobile. We'll be connected right back to UNSC."
Sorry, Cortana. I wasn't listening. I was busy playing the hottest new mobile game, Raid Shadow Legends.
Listening to them on my Raycons.
Cortana, I don't want to alarm you. I need you to divert my reinforcements because you can get a free epic champion by signing up for Raid now with my code.
200,000 silver, bro.
And one XP, one free battle boost.
Covenants are hacking into our comms, Chief. What do? Switch to private internet access. They won't be able to bust it that way.
Jesus Christ. That's so funny.
I tried to get pickpocketed. Good thing, man. That's the next chapter. My car keys in my Ridge wallet.
That's the next chapter.
Exciting for the day, man. I really am.
I'm like that. It goes back to the whole thing, right? Like people who are they watch the show, and people have to understand. Like we're not hating the show because we're like fuck Hollywood and everything. No, we're hating.
I am.
Actually, fuck Hollywood.
They ruined it. They fucking ruined it.
The problem with it is like it feels like some weird like counterculture thing or some shit where they're like, you have games, you have perfectly good video games that stand up to like televisions and even movies, right? Like for me, I don't play too many multiplayer games anymore. Most of my gaming is just like, oh, I'm going to bed, I'm gonna put in like a single player game and I'll beat like a chapter of it, right? Like there's a game that I played recently, Lost Judgment, so it's out of the Yakuza franchise, right?
Yes.
I treat every chapter of that like watching an episode from like a TV show. For me, it's like, that's my season, right? Like I buy that game for $60, I'm like, that's my TV season. So I just play that game, I enjoy a bit of the story and I go on. And that's why I don't even watch too much TV anymore. Like the only TV that I was able to watch was the Halo show because I'm like, oh, I like Halo, so I'll give this a chance. Bad fucking mistake right there because they didn't play the game, and it obviously shows.
Look, man, like this isn't a new concept. If we go back, think about the Mario Brothers movie. think about the Tomb Raider movie. Think about the Max Payne movie. Think about all the game movies. Like, if it's not faithful to the source material, therefore not satisfying the fans, and if it's not a good movie or show, therefore not satisfying the general audience, it's a piece of shit. Yeah. Like, that's it. That's all you got to say.
A piece of shit, yeah.
This was terrible. The norm just 10, 15 years ago. The fucking, like, video game movie, I don't know, the World of Warcraft movie would come out, and everyone would go, oh, it sucks, because of course it does. I mean, it's a video game movie.
Remember the Need for Speed movie? Like, some people are actually like, oh, man, I thought the Need for Speed movie was going to be it. I'm like, I don't know why you were lying to yourself. Even the fucking game doesn't have a great story.
No, man, we've hit such a fucking cultural spiral and just saturation that people need to, like, identify personally with their property. So they have to be like, oh, this TV show's about Halo, therefore I'm definitely gonna like it. When just 15 years ago, video game movie came out and you knew for a fact it would be bad.
Dude, like, Funko Pops as a thing have more personality than fucking Halo. And I fucking hate Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing I have today, right? Like, at the time that we're filming, like, literally Funko Pops, because there's three gaming stores that I go to, right? Like, just, you know, I like collecting older shit. It's a cancer. Like, literally Funko Pops is a cancer. I think it is. Like, it starts off like, oh, we have like one or two at the store. You can go buy them. 3 months later, the whole fucking wall is filled with these goddamn things. Those vinyl figures have more personality than that fucking show, that any real show that's come out. Dude, the Uncharted movie, like, so they re-released Uncharted for PS5, like, I think it was like Uncharted 4. They gave you the fucking tickets with that game, right? They were like, hey guys, we're making a movie. So the Uncharted movie, like, literally, it's just, imagine if you took all the set pieces from the Uncharted games and just, like, amalgamated them into movie form. That's all it is. It's like, that's all the, it's not like a unique concept of its own. It's another reason why, like, even when Mark Wahlberg shows up in it, I'm like, dude, how does this guy keep getting fucking work? Like, I have no idea. I think Mark
Wahlberg sucks.
Dude, I feel like he's got blackmail on somebody. That's all it is.
Yeah. He's got Hollywood by the balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched the sorry to bring it back to the Halo thing, but I'm very passionate about Halo. I love Halo so much. But I watched all of the remastered Halo 2 cutscenes after the fourth episode. And missing 20% of the plot because it's just the cutscenes, still better. Way better. By 50 times better. Made more sense in just terms of basic storytelling.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand how you can possibly go so wrong with a TV show.
Truth be told, though, it's been like this for adapting any form of media to another. Like, have you seen, like, Jump Force or any of those anime games? Like, they're all horrible.
Nah. Jump Force. Oh, no. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
And it's the same with adapting, like, anime into live action shows. Like, have you seen the live action Death Note or
some of it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Trash, yeah.
Like, they're all bad. They're really, really bad, and they're just cashing out on that IP. Like,
the problem...
The creators of... They're making a live-action Avatar show, and the creators of Avatar were supposed to work on it, and they said, we don't want to touch this.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
They walked thing with away.
So as an Assassin's Creed fan, the last few that exist... we're a dying breed. Don't worry about that. They had the movie, right? The Assassin's Creed fucking live action.
Oh yeah, they did.
So I watched this movie in the airport, like in the airplane, like as we were flying. So it was like it was just in the console. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just watch the Assassin's Creed movie. This is like a fucking 14-hour flight from Saudi Arabia back to fucking stateside. So I might as well. So I put on this fucking movie. And I shit you not, no Xanax, no drugs, no fucking sleeping. I was knocked out by 50 minutes into it because it was that fucking boring.
Yeah. I just watched Free Guy on a plane. Have you seen Free Guy, like the Ryan Reynolds movie?
Yeah, yeah. It's all the YouTubers in it, right?
I hated it.
No.
I thought it was bad.
It was terrible,
dude. It was
dude.
Worse than like Sword Art Online.
Oh no!
I don't know if it was worse.
I don't know, man. Like, that would cause physical harm being that bad. Are you sure? Like,
I was physically ill. My stomach hurt after I watched it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still worse than the Assassin's Creed movie, man. Like, movie is like
it's funny, it's goofy.
I get a lot of flack for this from people. I don't know why, but there's just so many properties and remakes and homages coming out now that don't understand basic storytelling elements. You know, it's like a lot of people who watch, they're like, oh, that action scene is so cool. I like when he shooted the alien or when, like, in the fucking Sonic movie, when Robotnik come out. And I'm like, but wait, first of all, this scene has no reason to happen. And second of all, I don't care who wins this fight. So yeah, it looks neat, but it's not well written. Now, having said that, the Sonic movie was fine. I'm not shitting on that.
You just explained why people like the Avengers, and it's bad.
Yeah, so, like, dude, the first Avengers came out, and I watched that in theaters. And when it was over, I distinctly remember thinking I was kind of bored the whole time. Like it was just really
those
flat.
Movies, man. I only enjoy when like fucking they have Captain America in it. Like it's really like when I rewatched the Marvel cinematic stuff, I'm like, I don't really like the movies with like Captain America, like his movies specifically, because I'm like everyone else.
Yeah, they're pretty
just,
good. Yeah, they're like good, like spy stories.
Yeah,
yeah, they're pretty good. And Iron Man 1 was fucking hot too.
Iron Man 1 is very good. Yeah. I think Infinity War was. I think it lived up to it.
I think Infinity War was great, but I thought Endgame was like bad.
I've
like,
never in my life, and will never continue to ever watch the Incredible Hulk movie. That's part of the MCU.
I've never seen Endgame.
You've never seen Endgame?
I still haven't watched it.
Just,
I haven't
just
gotten around to it.
Just live with the high at the end of Infinity War. That's a better ending.
Yeah, that one scene where,
I'm
like,
kind of glad Thanos won, like straight up. He killed a lot of annoying characters. It's fine.
Good for him that he won. Yeah. It would be a shame if they went back in time to undo
God,
it, right?
The fucking Thanos, like Thanos to me is such a funny cultural enigma because like Thanos is a nobody before the Marvel Cinematic Universe. No one gives a fuck about Thanos except comic book nerds. No one cares. People know like Venom, Doctor Doom, Magneto. Mm-hmm. But if you were like, dude, I love Thanos, they'd be like, who the fuck is that? But then after Infinity War and all that shit comes out, you have people like posting Thanos's penis on Stan Lee's fucking Thanos like obituary and like people posting all this Infinity Gauntlet shit. Like Thanos just came out of nowhere and never left because of that shit. It's nuts.
Well, it's because like the people who write the Marvel stuff, like it's just they have such a talent of converting a lot of those like superheroes to the big screen, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have given a shit about Guardians of the fucking Galaxy, but like,
yeah.
That
and yet, that's one of the best. That's one of the best Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, really right now there's a Marvel show, Moon Knight. Are you watching that?
I haven't seen that.
Four
one.
Episodes in, or whatever.
Isn't that like edgy Batman? That's what I've heard.
It's about a guy that he's schizophrenic and he has like split personality, where he's just a normal bozo, but one personality. You know, the Dr. Jekyll is just a normal bozo, and Mr. Hyde is like Batman.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like he chains himself to his bed when he goes to sleep, and then he'll wake up in the woods somewhere and like hands bloody, kills
that's
like 20
awesome,
guys.
Dude.
Is that a good show? That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
it's quirky.
It's called Moonfall. You should watch it.
Moonfall.
Let's go.
Anything with the fucking moon.
What would
man.
Elon Musk do?
You know, reminds me of like, so I'm a huge fan of the found footage movies, right? Like,
it's same.
That's
really,
all, dude, that's all I do. Like, there's this Facebook group that I go to every, and it's the only reason I still have a Facebook account. Like, I like snuck into it. Like, I feel like a CIA agent when I tell this story. So I found this found footage group, right? Filled with the biggest fucking losers in the fucking world. Like, these people believe that, like, fucking shitty Amazon movie that like was uploaded by like a crackhead fucking got to, you know, dude, these people unironically worship Michael Bay. Like Blumhouse Productions is like fucking like a lot of them, okay? Like they're fucking like praying for this shit, like they're into that. So I snuck into this group and they always share shitty movie after shitty movie, and the one that resonates with me, the one that always hits me, is this one movie. It's like Apollo whatever the fuck it is. So they're like, it's a found footage movie on the moon, right? The moon is a very consistent theme of today's episode, I've noticed.
But like,
so there's life on the moon, right? And it's a found footage movie where the fucking bad guy turns out to be space spiders on the moon. That's it. Oh. It's fucking space spiders.
Wait, no, did you watch Moonfall? Did you happen to watch Moonfall? I'll give away the plot twist. I'm not joking. The moon is falling in Moonfall because of sentient nanobots that are pushing it towards the earth. I cannot sell Moonfall as a movie highly enough. I'm
dead
serious.
You're fucking blowing hot air up our asses, right? This is a social experiment.
I cannot hype Moonfall up enough. I'm not
This
kidding.
Is one of your how it's made. Yeah, how to make three fools.
Watch it.
Show up out of nowhere with this tight ass.
We'll reconvene. In a year, I'll be back on this podcast and all of you will be like, man, you were so right. Moonfall's the best movie I've ever seen.
I'm willing to take all the community guideline strikes on my channel, all the copyright strikes, just to live
stream
watch
the whole thing.
So, just watch it. Yeah, react to it.
I feel like if this movie was as wild as you were saying, I'd see a million like TikTokers about it. Did you guys know that Lexuses have warp speed that can save you? Like, come on now.
Oh man, I'm telling you. Just give it a view.
This movie sounds so bad that I feel like if I watch it, I will actually go out tomorrow to the Lexus dealership and fucking buy it. And you know, in the little survey
ask
where
if they
like,
have one with warp speed.
Well, in the little survey when they like ask you, so how did you hear about Lexus? I'm like, warp speed Moonfall 2023.
Moonfall, bro. Dude, how did you hear about Kaspersky?
It sounds like a cryptocurrency. Like, yeah, the movie sounds like a cryptocurrency.
It really does, yeah.
It sounds like the opposite Moonfall. Of Safe Moon. You know, Moonfall sounds like the documentary when the people who bought Safe Moon realize that they've been fucking duped. It's like that sounds documentary to them.
When Safe Moon gets rugged, it becomes Moonfall.
They'd have some fucking plucky little out of college slacker sitting in front of a camera being like, I thought we were shooting for the moon, but turns out the moon can fall. And that's the
moon
fucking shot. Tagline.
Moonshot.
Dude, it's a 2-hour movie, man. Like, this is a lot of fucking
it's
visual.
So worth it. I watched the whole thing in IMAX. I was never bored. Never.
Dude, is it on Amazon Prime?
Can't say the same for the Avengers.
No, I unironically liked watching Moonfall more than the Avengers.
Let's go, dude.
I want to click on the trailer by Lionsgate movie on YouTube and just, I want to write like just a dot, like description, a jot note description of what I heard. And I want to see if that like hits top comment. Like, people are like, there's no way that's true. Wait, I just watched a movie. Holy fuck, it is true. What?
Moonfall.
Well, I gotta see the budget for this. Like, I want to just look up the exact budgeting.
Wilson in it, I believe. I've seen it. I saw like a trailer or something. Okay, he's cool.
What's her? Halle Berry's in it, I believe, as
take
well.
Take a bet on how much the budget on this movie is. Just take like a gander.
30 mil.
Okay, a little higher.
I know that's wrong.
I'm going to say 50 mil.
I saw it. I know those faith. Are wrong.
All right. Andrew, you know the figure?
Is it 140 million?
It's 146 million.
Called it.
Holy shit. Self-funded?
It's a self-funded movie.
Self-funded.
How the fuck?
It's one of the largest self-funded movies of all time.
Well, yeah. It made $55.6 million in the box office. Clearly, it wasn't a total.
I will bet half of those viewers are off of Charlie and my recommendations. Like, no one saw this movie.
I would bet the cokehead producers who were working on this must have realized it was so bad. They were like, hey, guys, can we just buy the tickets ourselves? Like, fucking, let's go.
How do they not, like, how do you not, while you're making a movie, just be like, this is really bad, you know? Like, in college, I would write a paper and I would know when it was bad, you know? Yeah. I would be very well aware.
It's amazing
I could read
how,
it
like,
objectively and know it was terrible.
Aware people yeah. are when it comes
I,
to
I,
creating
I have a good
things,
feeling. Yeah. It's not only that. Like, there's some people who are just like, this is going to be so good, and it's just not. But I have a good feeling. A lot of them just, like, get 3/4 of the way into the movie and go, well, this sucks, but
can we just finish it,
put it out. Let's do it.
Can we remember that Battlefield 2142 was a thing?
Oh, like, no. 2042?
Yeah, 900 players.
2042.
Yeah, the one with less than
900 active players.
Yeah, the new one. So, dude, I got such flack from people for shitting on that game but praising Elden Ring. So, you know, I actually liked
Battlefield.
Yeah.
Remember
so
that?
So here's the difference. I'll explain it on this show. So when Battlefield 2042 came out, I was saying, like, okay, it deserves all the hate. I hope it fucking sinks with all the background behind the scenes stuff and all the ways they betrayed the fan base and lied to them and all that. They deserve to fucking plummet to the ground. By the way, I think currently they have 200 concurrent players.
Hey, stop talking shit. They're about to add in-game voice chat in version 4.0.
So, and listen, then later...
We like that game.
That way,
fuck you.
I show speed. Can we move over to Battlefield now?
It was fun, let's but go. Clearly not worth my $100 pre-order.
It was fun because me and you were fucking driving the fucking hovercraft up the wall.
I know. So later that month or later, a few months later, whenever the fuck Elden Ring comes out, I think like 4 months later, Elden Ring comes out and a ton of people complain because it has frame rate issues. And they're like, oh, you know, it's choppy and I can't really play it. And some people with lesser rigs couldn't get it to run well. And like, it would lag. But I praise the game. I'm like, look, the issue is going to get fixed. It's one of the greatest games of all time. You know, stop hating out, whatever. And people lost their minds. They were like, why are you being so hypocritical? How can you praise Elden Ring but hate on Battlefield when they both don't run well at launch? And I'm like, guys, do you not understand the idea that Elden Ring will patch all of its frame rate problems in like a week or two and be one of the best things ever made? While if you took Battlefield 2042, fixed every issue they ever had on launch, they still would lie to their audience.
Yeah.
They still would be missing tons of features. They still would remove nearly every facet of modern gaming. They still would have marketing on social media that literally shits on the fan base. It would still be bad business practice and a terrible product. Whereas Elden Ring, yeah, it lags sometimes. It drops frames. But if you get rid of that, it's one of the best games ever made. But how do you not understand that difference?
But Hugby, you're forgetting the big tornado.
Oh, big tornado! Remember the big tornado, though. Remember when they promised dynamic weather events for like every map,
my
and
God,
then the game
dude.
Shipped, and it has like two tornadoes, and that's it?
I remember when me and you played that on launch, and we were like, we both said it exactly, I think, at the same time. We were like, bro, these maps are too big. These maps
are
way too
Muda, big. Muda, we did have a great time. I don't think you were there for it later. I played with some of my friends, and we made it a mission when the game was new. We were like, all right, here's what we do. We spawn in a hovercraft. We never stop moving. And we just pick the hovercraft every time we can because they were broken as fuck. We'd end the game top of the scoreboard by just doing donuts in their spawn with hovercrafts. We did that for like a solid 20 minutes. That's all we did.
What the fuck?
It was so good.
I like the tornado.
The tornado was sick. I mean, I'm
a tornado guy.
I'm waiting for them to put the Battle Royale into it. I'm waiting for Halo to jump into the Battle Royale.
Well, they did. We played the fucking mode where you have to get the Halo computer the chips.
Royale.
Remember, we played it.
No,
we did. We played it, Mudahar. We played it. You can't say we didn't because we played it.
No, but that wasn't a bad.
No, it was terrible. We died immediately and said, fuck this.
Yeah, the Hazard Zone is terrible.
Dude, well, isn't it? It's so embarrassing with how good fucking, what's the Call of Duty one? The Call of Duty Battle Royale?
Warzone.
With how Warzone, just how good that was out of the gate. And then you compare it to Battlefields, and it's like, this is so embarrassing.
Did you guys
so
ever dumb. Play the Battlefield 5 Battle Royale, Firestorm?
Firestorm? I think I tried it. I don't remember.
Well, I played it with the whole 64 players on launch. I mean, now you'd be dreaming to get like at least four in a lobby together, but I played it. I did one round of it, killed two people, and I was like, all right, this is where the uninstallation happened because this game is that fucking bad.
No. Dude, they need to add something that no one will like to Halo Infinite, which is a Battle Royale. I would love that so much. God. A Halo Battle Royale would be fucking fun.
Just before we jump off of Battlefield entirely, so I hopped on Steam charts. Battlefield 5 has 7,000 players right now.
I saw this the other day.
Battlefield 2042 has less than 2,000.
Yeah.
You know your brand new AAA game is a failure when it has less than three times the player count of the previous game. Come on, man.
So embarrassing.
Don't worry, guys.
Dude.
Battlefield 4 has more players right now than Battlefield 9.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
It's fucking so bad.
Wait, what about Battlefield Hardline, though?
Oh, Cops and Robbers.
I actually loved that fucking game. That game was so over the top. Like,
it was
just
all right.
Actually, I'm completely
I
dead
think
wrong
four,
about
I think 4
Hardline.
Is the king, man. 4 is still a fun game. I play that every now and then. It holds up. It's really good.
Battlefield Hardline has a current player base of 18 on Steam.
Oh, 18? Like total?
18.
That's terrible.
Not 1,800? Just 18?
I know more people than that.
Well, what do you think the 24-hour peak for this game was? Just take a guess.
I could message everyone I know, every creator, every in real life friend, every family member, and say, yo, could you play some Hardline right now? And I probably couldn't even manage 18 people.
Well, no, think about it like this. We could actually say, I could stream tonight and be like, hey guys, Battlefield Hardline game night, join in. I could unintentionally possibly spike the number.
Man.
Because you want to know what the 24-hour peak for this is? 200. The all-time peak is 212. So we could change
that's
the all-time
peak. That's a full lobby. That's a whole lobby right there.
That's two.
Maybe two.
Full lobbies, bro.
That's
two full
nuts.
Lobbies.
We got to fix that.
I bet we could do that number up to 1,000 almost.
Hugbies, you compared it to Elden Ring, you praising Elden Ring, because I don't know if you read the New York Times article on Elden Ring. that the only reason why Elden Ring is popular is because we relate to the struggle because of the pandemic. Did you see that article?
Dude, game journalism is so wacky, dude. I think about the article when you mentioned that, the one that said Elden Ring is too long, and that's a bad thing.
Yes, I saw that too.
People bitching about extra content in their $60 game. If Elden Ring was $120, I totally understand if people are like, oh, it's too long, it's bloated, that's a lot of money. But you're paying the same amount as every other game and getting enough content for three games, and you're complaining?
Dude, I found the article. In Elden Ring, the struggle feels real. The video game evokes the hardship and disappointment of the pandemic, but also the hope of human communion. It's difficult to imagine Elden Ring succeeding in any other era. In year three of the pandemic, as vaccination rates have risen and hospitalization cases have dipped in some areas.
Yeah, because Dark Souls and Bloodborne and Sekiro were all failures. No, they all failed massively.
Well, remember the PS5 IGN review, like when that shit dropped? They were like, you know, the PS5 is nice, but it seems weird playing it in a post-Trump scenario with the pandemic.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, what?
Huh?
Yeah, they were like, it feels weird playing it in a scenario that's rife with political discourse and, like, hate. I'm like, whoa. I play video games to get away from that shit.
But Muda, politics started with President Trump. There was no such thing as political disagreements before him. No.
Bro, I can't believe you smile and laugh in a post-Trump.
That's why the PS4 went off without a hitch, because there was no president at the time. That's why everyone loved it.
No, absolutely.
We had no leader.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, but it seems like the politics in video games is, like, even more goofy. Like, at least politics back when, like, video games before, like, you know, during the Obama administration, all this shit was so much more better. Like, dude, nowadays, I can't even wish for a video. Like, remember when Call of Duty was like, oh, shit. We had a little argument with the Russians. Shit, they're going to invade us. Like, fucking White House is getting fucking destroyed by the Russians. Because, like, you know, that's what we did back then. Now it's all, like, serious and boring and fucking...
I have a video planned. I don't know when I'm going to do it. But all I wrote so far is, the president used to be cool. Have you guys noticed this phenomenon? And it's not a specific thing. Like, oh, Bill Clinton was cooler. Obama was cool. It's not a specific president.
No.
Back in the 90s... And, like, early 2000s, the idea was you'd be watching a show. Like, let's say you're watching a cartoon, like a kid's cartoon, like Animaniacs, and they'd make fun of Bill Clinton. You go, oh, my God, it's Bill Clinton. That's so funny. Or you'd be watching, like, a late-night talk show or a comedy sketch, and they bring on the president, and you'd be like, whoa, that's the president. That's so cool.
He'd play the saxophone.
Yeah, they play the sax, or they, like, tell jokes, and they're witty. But now, if you do that with any president or you see anything about the president, it's always like, oh, this is so fucking lame and stupid. I hate this. Yeah.
Well, because they're lame. Yeah, like,
it's a weird phenomenon, but, like, I would say even Trump, like, who is probably one of the most hated figures, like, public figures ever, right? Like, even someone as hated as him, today, he's looked back at by a lot of people as, well, at least he was better than Biden. You know, a lot of people are saying that, if only we
and
had
I,
Trump.
And it's,
like,
definitely it's a cultural thing. Like, I don't think it's political either. Like,
no,
you got
I
Biden.
Don't either.
Like,
it's
I think,
like, the grass
I think
is
Biden is also
on the
lame.
Other side, you know?
Like, yeah, nothing politics-wise. I think Biden's the same kind of thing, where if I was watching a TV show and Biden showed up, I'd be like, oh, I don't fucking care.
Listen,
who gives a shit?
Think about it like this, okay? When Reagan showed up in Black Ops Cold War, I was fucking down for that, you know? I'm like, wait, is it motherfucking Reagan?
Whoa, this is a real mission. Like, this really happened. Reagan was a real president.
Like, he comes in, it's like, all right, my friends, I have something to tell you. Can you take down the communist threat?
God,
I was like,
damn.
Fuck yeah.
When take Kennedy, down the communist threat.
When Kennedy showed up, and I was like,
Do you remember playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and it has the giant set pieces and all the epic moments and, like, the fucking, like, missions where you do all the heinous stuff and, like, the sniper mission and the end, like, shootout and the villain and all this, and then you go, oh boy, I can't wait to see the next Call of Duty. What are they gonna think of for, like, cool espionage, like, cool modern warfare? And then Black Ops comes out and you play as John F. Kennedy dolphin diving away from zombies.
Yeah.
And you go, you know, this is a little silly now. This is a little goofy.
But I mean, like, imagine in, like, fucking 2040 and shit, when, like, kids are playing Call of Duty 54 and it's like Biden shows up and he's, like, fucking falling asleep in the cutscene. Like, what? Yeah, we gotta stop the Ruskies, right? Like,
I think it really is. The president is no longer an icon. You know, you think of old figures like fucking Lincoln and Washington and Jefferson, this and this, and you're like, oh, you have this imagery in your head and you know shit they did. Whereas in recent history, like not even that far, just you go, okay, he's the president. I do or don't like him. And that's it. That's all you can really think of.
It's
you
weird because like mainstream, like anything has like it's gone out of vogue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, the remember when the news was respected?
Ha! Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, we were talking about the whole ads thing, and do you remember a time? I mean, I guess we weren't alive, but when ads, just product placement was the fucking norm, where you'd be watching a variety hour, you'd be watching like the Chuck Bissington variety show, and he'd show like a woman singing or a man tap dancing and juggling, and then he'd be like, "This hour is brought to you by Palm Olive Soap. It's the finest soap to clean your fucking body." And that was just how commercials were done. People accepted, like, oh dude, Chuck Bissington, he's gonna talk about soap now, that's fucking awesome. But now, like, everyone is like so offended when you want to take an ad to pay for your life or a YouTube video or something, you know? That's just how it was.
I mean, like,
we should all be more like
has four cans of G Fuel in the background.
Dude, we have to all try to emulate Moonfall in our lives.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I think I'm gonna like drink some Moon Pie G Fuel while I'm watching Moonfall down the road. You know?
Good theming.
That Moon Pie G Fuel, holy fuck! The only time I ever will drink that, because it's like the Moon Pie chocolate shit, right? So when I sipped it, I was like, I talked to one of my G Fuel guys. I'm like, who the fuck came up with this flavor? And like, he was like, dude, put it in coffee. I was like,
Yeah.
And then I put it in coffee. I'm like, you're fucking right. And then I was like, wait a minute, is this even healthy? Like, this is pre-workout and caffeine. It's like, dude, it tastes good.
Not to fucking knock G Fuel, because I have not tried that specifically, but I can't do artificial chocolate, man. I think it's like the chalkiest, grossest tasting thing. Protein powders.
I love Moon Pies too.
I love chocolate, just not powdered chocolate, like artificial. It's gross.
I threw up the fucking moment. So I had like the MRE shit for a while, like, cause I was like super into it, and I was like, oh, I'll buy the MRE. They had like a little chocolate mix into it, and I was like, oh, you want me to put this in water? And I was like, ooh, wait a minute. And then I drank, and I was like, oh, if this is what you, I'm like, man, if this is what the soldiers overseas have to drink, man, fucking congratulations, holy shit, you have to fucking suffer PTSD and this, fuck, man. I agree that the watery, watered down, artificial milk chocolate shit. I'd rather fucking just not.
It's got a taste of diet to it, and it's just I hate that diety taste.
The chemical shit afterwards, man, that kills you. Fuck.
You need to mix that fucking Moon Pie G Fuel with RC Cola, my brother.
I'm actually gonna do it. I'm gonna buy a case of RC. I'm gonna buy a case of it, and I'm just gonna fucking do it.
I don't like any artificial stuff. Like fake cheese, fake meat, like it's all.
Oh, dude, fake cheese is so gross. Yeah,
you're right.
Don't get me started on fucking fake meat. Like, I had this argument, like a literal heated argument with a friend who's like telling me Impossible Burger tastes like a real burger. I'm like, well, evidently I haven't eaten a real goddamn burger. And
as a man, as a big boy who likes vegans,
a lot of vegans that don't eat meat know that this tastes like real meat.
Yeah,
they're a little suspicious. Yeah. Oh, suspicious. What are you? What's your frame of reference there?
As a big boy who will eat both and does like both, I dig Impossible Burgers. I dig real burgers. They do not taste the same. No. They're both good. They're both tasty, but they are different. They are very different.
It's fucking weird getting the ground, like the raw ground beef Impossible, like stuff where you can actually make patties with it. Yep. And it looks like burger. It's like all you're holding it.
It's the Beyond shit, because the Impossible is different. I've had the Impossible and it's like, you're right, because it does like bleed.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff is like, oh, this is just fucking, this is the same shit that we had. This isn't like,
dude, I think analog. It is Impossible, and it's actually intentional. They have people, I think it's an Impossible, where their entire job is to make it replicate meat. So they don't do the taste, they don't do the texture, they don't do any like the food part. Their whole job is just to go, okay, when we press it, does it leak enough juice?
When it fries
on a like grill, does it sound like meat? And they literally they tweak the formula to do that. They add like colorings, they add like certain juices, they change the fats they use.
To trick people that don't have taste buds.
Yeah. They're literally the best clickbait artists that have ever been made. Like, think about it. It's like you just hired
true
the
bait and switch.
Like, literally, you just hired the best clickbaiters.
Mr. Beast getting into the fake meat game.
I tried one of the Mr. Beast bars, actually. Those were pretty fucking pricey, but then at the same time, I'm like, it's just nice chocolate. I mean, I'm not a chocolate connoisseur myself. I'm like, hey, this is good. This milk chocolate.
Mr. Beast opening actual bars, though? Like, I feel like Mr. Beast bars could be a thing.
What G Fuel candy did you make, Muda? I saw your community post.
So I actually took the Resident Evil stuff. I took that Pokemon Shiny Splash. I took the Sonic one because, you know, I'm a fucking sucker for the Sonic. And then there's an actual clickbait flavor that they sent, and I made clickbait candy. And this is like a weird thing. So I had no idea how to do this. So I like called up my mom, like, Mom, you want to come over? And she's like, why? And I'm like, I'm trying to do some cooking. She's like, what are you trying to make? I'm like, I'm trying to make gummy
for a video.
I'm trying to make gummy out of like basically pre-workout. She's like, that's not possible. I'm like, Mom, you're just gonna have to help me, okay? She's like, it's gonna taste horrible. I'm like,
Mom,
I bet
I've seen Moonfall. Anything is possible. Come on.
She's the one who helped me make the pancakes out of G Fuel, and I like that. That might have been one video that I'll never try again because I think I had too many pancakes because she like watered down the formula, right? But it's still like it's still fucking hyper caffeinated G Fuel. So I had like four or five of them. And then like after that, I was like, I don't really feel that well. I think my heart's going to go. Like, what the fuck? But then it like winded down. I'm like, that's what I did with this one. It was like good and everything. And it's fine. I'm surprised that it tasted as good as it did because it like didn't bring the sugar. But I don't know, like, if you can eat, like, you can't, like, fucking, like, engorge on them like they're actual gummy bears. Like, it's still fucking hyper-caffeinated. So, it's different that way. That's the flavors that I came up with. But, yeah, Moonfall. Moonfall needs to be flavored.
We're back with the Moonfall podcast.
That has been the highlight of my week, just hearing about this.
I feel like
I thought dream doxing a 14-year-old was fun.
What? Oh my god, wait. No, I'm so glad you reminded me. Do you guys see the Dream video?
Oh, wait. So isn't Dream right now doing this like role play where he's like, I'm anti-Dream, and it's like the edgy version of himself?
No, did you see what people found on his channel?
Dream.
No, whatever. Yeah.
The really old KKK video
edit?
The KKK edit.
Yeah, so MLG KKK edit.
So like back in the, obviously for context sake, back in the days of like, I want to say 2016, 2015, there was something called MLG montage parodies.
His video was from I think 2014 or 2015.
Damn, yeah, he was so ahead of the curve.
So yeah, old.
So the people just took like back in the days of early YouTube, we had like Call of Duty montages where it was just like extreme zany edits, and so the MLG montage era was just those same edits, but on like really. Like I would say, it was on like extreme. Yeah, it was like self-aware. It was like not meant to be like racist or anything. It was just like, let's make it super extreme. You know, basically funny by extremity's sake, right? Like funny just by. It was like a Filthy Frank era. You know, like he would.
It was
say
the
something.
Idea that you would take like mundane stuff and throw those Call of Duty edits on it to make it funny. You know, like you would MLG montage like. I don't know, some Asian woman doing a vlog. Yeah. And you'd be like, oh my god, Asian cam! Like, just ridiculous shit.
Yeah, like 420 Asian XX gamer.
Exactly.
So, so Dream, I don't know how they found this, but like, they had a Wayback Link machine, right? And so the reason I know about this was me and CoffeeZilla were sitting right one night investigating a crypto thing and like scamming it. And he's like, hey Muda, did you hear about the Dream shit? And I was like, what the fuck? He links me to this Wayback Machine link and I click on it. And it's from his channel. Like from his channel, like it's still up there. And basically it's like he's showing people how to cook, like he's cooking like noodles or something. And like, I want to say like 10 seconds of the edit or some shit, right? Fucking it cuts to like the KKK. It's like hashtag social justice warriors fight for the, like it was a fucking.
Wow.
It's like, and then
also like. People were like leaking private DMs with Dream, and I don't think it actually had anything to do with this meme or whatever. But it was like him saying, "I believe in freedom of expression, and I can say whatever I want." So like, and then they like attached that like Discord DM screenshot to like all of his posts.
To be fair, if that video is from 2014 and that's 8 years ago, Dream was, I think he's what, in his 20s? So he'd be like probably 15, 16 when he made that.
Yeah. I think they said on Twitter he was 14 when he did make it.
Oh,
so.
Then I totally I did way worse shit when I was 14. Oh my God. I am glad that social media didn't exist as it was back when I was a teen.
I don't understand
because
these
stuff that I did, I'd be done. It's over.
Dude, I don't understand like some of these people sometimes where they're like demonizing him. Like even to this day, right? Like you'll always have that one group chat. September 11th rolls around every fucking year, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's dropping the fucking memes, okay? Everyone's dropping the memes in the group chat.
Everyone, people don't put this in, like, timeline context. People who look at this go, oh my God, Dream made a KKK reference in a video, but he's my sweet little tiny Minecraft YouTuber. It's like, no, he was a 14-year-old nobody. Like, like, people don't time capsule these things. You can't hold him accountable now for something he did when he was a preteen. Like, it's not how it works.
Well, yeah, it's like even like so way back when I was 20 in YouTube, we made jokes early on, like I would say 2012, 2013, that we probably wouldn't make nowadays. But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that, look, I'm almost 30 years old at this point, right? Like my humor and like my sensibilities change over time, right? Like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But so he's like, he's a 14-year-old kid and it's like fucking, oh, now he's in like 20s. He's probably not going to make that joke again. And honestly, when I watch that joke, I'm like, it was so extreme. Like there was like Islamophobic jokes or something in it. I didn't find those. And I was like, I'm not even like I can't speak for everyone, but I'm like, this is not even like, this is just extreme. Like, it's like when he has hashtag social justice warriors and like MLG music playing and he's like, like dubs. I'm like, yeah, it's too much.
and the other thing, man, like they don't keep in context of the times. Like Muda, I bet you can relate to this. When I was growing up, I was born in 91. I'm an old fucking man. When I was growing up, it was perfectly okay to use gay as an insult. It was just fine. No one called it out. Now, was it okay? Probably not.
No.
But no one called it out. People on large didn't have a problem with it. It was fine. You would say, oh, this show sucks. It's gay. Oh, you're an idiot. You're gay. Oh, this is gay. And eventually, when you got older and became an edgy teenager, it would turn into the F slur. Not a great word, but you would call people that. You would say it, and no one had a problem with it on the whole. Now, things have changed. I'm an older person. I'm more mature. I don't personally say that word anymore.
Also, society progressed since then.
Yeah. Like, and society, it's not,
between
exactly.
your growing up and also, like, culture changing over time.
Exactly. And my point with that is, if someone found some of my old online accounts from when I was, like, 12, 13, 14, and I was saying that word, I wouldn't in any way like react. I'd be like, yeah, I was a dumb teenager in the fucking 90s and early 2000s. Yeah. That's just how it was. What do you want me to apologize for?
You were born
for
in 91 and you were a teenager in the 90s.
Well,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
well,
like
I can't do math because I was born in the 90s. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because like even if you dig up like old forum posts of somebody saying some like fucked up shit, I'm like, look, if thank God I came up, I was like real smart with my YouTube. I was like, I'm gonna use some word near gamers. If I used my old fucking name and you could like Google like fucking fact check all the forums I was on, fucking be removed. Okay, I used to talk. There was on Newgrounds for a while, right? Like I would just go on Newgrounds and like my rating system, because I used to have like a 5-star rating system, and I had the most bans on Newground rating because if I liked
the game,
I liked the game, I was like, oh my God, 5-star, you're the best fucking, this is the best Flash game I ever played. Oh my God, dude, this is the greatest fucking title. And then when it was like a bad one, I was like 0 out of 5. Holy shit, how are you even designing video games, loser? Yep. Fucking delete your computer and like throw it out the fucking window.
Dude, and that's a perfect goddamn example to how the culture has changed. Newgrounds, you know, you're talking about Newgrounds, how Newgrounds has a system where if you vote stuff down, it gets deleted. If you go to that website now, I check in on it every now and then. I love Newgrounds. Mm-hmm. If something gets deleted, I believe it plays a very simple animation of like, oh, a laser beam gets fired on it and it evaporates. Or I don't even know if it does that anymore. It might just say like, congratulations, you've removed this low quality submission. Back in the day on Newgrounds in the 2000s, if you got rid of a submission that way, it would play gore. It would show like flash files like crucified on a cross or being eviscerated.
Pika would stop shooting up the school and shoot up your fucking animation.
It would show you a little flash animation of like a tiny little flash file getting its head shot in by a gun or getting its head cut off. Yeah. And it was like, congratulations, you killed this piece of shit. And everyone was like, yay!
We did it! Like literally public execution of somebody's hard work.
But you can't do that anymore. That's just not how the internet is anymore. No. But that's what it used to be. I miss it every day.
The problem is, man, it's like so I made this video where I talked about like the relation to the internet nowadays. And it's literally because like it's more mainstream ever since like 2006. Like I want to say like the entire culture shifted when iPhones and like smartphones.
2007
became a thing,
is the year it shifted, dude. iPhone comes in and social media changes forever.
Yeah, because people were able to connect to the internet using one little bubble on their phone. Back then, it was like back then nobody had a reason to jump onto the internet, right? Like it was just
fucking
like,
Blackberries before that, right?
Right. Like people were like, oh, my dad, Blackberry's like, let me message the other doctors in the region. Yeah, there. Yeah, let's go, boys. And fucking now with the internet. Huda,
does your dad still have a beeper?
My dad? No, like, he does not have a... He had the pager for the longest time until he got rid of that.
So did my dad, yeah.
He had the pager. He only had the pager because like he's like... It took a long time for the system to switch because they still used it for like emergency stuff, right? Like calling up a fucking doctor. And then like he was the first one to get a BlackBerry and he was the first one to return the BlackBerry because he's like, this thing is a fucking piece of shit. Never stops fucking beeping, all right? I can't fucking do anything with this shit. And that's pretty much how it ended. Like he got rid of it, I want to say like years ago. It wasn't like soon. But now he's like, everyone just like, you know, messages my iPhone. I just got like a little ping and that's it. But he was the first one to have the beeper and it was like really stupid. Like I remember even my mom would have to call the pager line and like fucking send my dad a page. It's like, that seems so archaic. Damn, dude.
I mean, also think of the climate before we get all that shit. So 2007, you have all that shit and then you have iPhones and you have the social media. Think about it before. What was the hotness? What was the current like thing for that digital shit? Texting, which means you're texting people you know.
Do you remember like fucking when it came to like early smartphones and we like even for like us like mobile gaming, right? Like we were just like Snake on our Nokias, but like when we like I want to say like my
dude,
first
I don't know about you but Block Dude on TI-84 calculators.
Mario on a TI-83
That's the real thing.
Do you know what I love to do back in the TI-83 days? So they made us clear RAM all the time on our TI-83 so we couldn't store functions on them for pre-calc assignments. So one day I felt really this is my first 10 head strat. I was like, I'm just gonna fake a TI-83 RAM clear screen. So I like programmed the actual RAM clear screen so every time the fucking instructor would walk by, I'm like, yeah, I cleared it. And they walk by, I'm like, dumbass, let me fucking go.
Dude, if you come up with that lateral thinking, you deserve to pass. Like, that should be what school teaches you, just a way to succeed.
Like, fucking, yeah, exactly. I was like, I want to make sure that's good. I want to see that RAM cleared. I'm like, thing, boss.
What are you going to utilize in your life? Able to bamboozle your teachers
What I did with the Funko Pop video today.
Algonquin Canada.
I swear to God, I did math today for the Funko Pop video. I had to actually do like algebra to solve for X because I was reading this post of Am I the Asshole? So this guy spends $500 allegedly on Funko Pops every month. Now, you don't have to be a fucking genius to know the simple division tells you if each Funko Pop is like $12 a pop, this motherfucker's buying like 500 fucking year. Like he's just going at it. He's buying it like, and he's like, my wife left me because I spend $500 a month and we're going into debt. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, A, I did algebra. I did math. I solved for X. B, who the fuck is going to debt and losing their marriage over a goddamn vinyl pop figure? I'm like, Jesus Christ. I don't know.
It's a way of life, bro.
Seems illogical.
It truly is a way of life. It truly is. But you know, when it came back to like smartphones, right? Like just to huddle on back into it, we didn't have as much like cool shit. Because I remember even back like when I got my first smartphone, and this was like senior year of high school, right? Like, and I sucked some dick to get this fucking phone. Let me tell you, I saved some money to put a down payment on getting my Samsung Galaxy S3 at the time, right? Which is like, you know, the first smartphone that I ever really had. And we didn't have much, all right? We had like fucking, We had like Flash games on our phones. But now, dude, kids are like, I'm playing Apex Legends, COD, and all this stuff, and I have access to all these movies and television shows.
Dude, it's
like,
if your first phone wasn't a Motorola Razr, you don't talk to me.
My dad's phone was a Razr. My dad had
my first phone was a Motorola Razr, and that was the coolest fucking thing back then.
It had
then.
A little screen on the front, dude.
Screen, and it could do everything. It could play music and fucking, that's about it. But it was awesome. Hey,
that's where I played Splinter Cell on it.
Dude, that's when you had to text people with the numpad. People and you had to be like, that. Oh, let me type in P.
Tick, 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 tick,
they reply as if it takes them 20 minutes to type it, you know? Oh, they just send like a thumbs up or like K, you know?
Dude, and I'm like, it blows my mind, man. Kids growing up today, just the convenience, my favorite, the fucking technology.
My favorite like parent text ever. It's like, you know, the skull emoji that's supposed to be like, you're laughing, you're dead from laughing. It's like grandma died. And then like the skull emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dead.
To be fair, that is pretty funny.
I feel like we grew up in like a really perfect time, because even when it comes to like stuff nowadays, I would be kind of sad if I had all the shit that kids had growing up. Like, back in the day, like, computers didn't have a fucking good one at all. We had like DOS base, like my longest computer was like Windows XP. Shit didn't have a graphic card. You were lucky enough to get a playable frame rate on Counter-Strike 1.6. All right, fuck anything better than that. And nowadays, kids have like fucking gaming PCs that their parents have bought them. Dude, cell phones
you have
kids have nowadays. 6 year
olds playing Fortnite on a better gaming rig than
cell
I have.
Cell phones
you know?
Kids have nowadays.
Cell phones are crazy.
Cell phones are as good as laptops. That's crazy. I think our generation, and I'm speaking as all of us are old. I don't know. I think we struck the perfect balance growing up of simplicity versus technology. Like, you go a few generations before ours and it's like, well, what do we do with our spare time? Let's play checkers. Fuck this. And then you go to today's generation, it's like they got Fortnite and Apex and all this tech and this. But with ours, we had that perfect balance of, it's like the tech was there. You had computers and video games and whatnot, but it was simple enough that you still wanted to go outside and still just do shit.
I mean,
internet.
It's interesting. I feel like every generation kind of says that about themselves. Like, they live in their own little cognitive dissonance bubble where they feel like they lived in the best time, you know?
Oh, yeah, there's like definitely
except
a factor
for my
of that.
Grandfather, who's like a Holocaust survivor. He didn't. But, you know, aside from that, like, you know, everyone feels
No. Your grandpa's going to be like, I lived in the best time. I knew where to go every morning. You battle don't know
Royale.
What you're doing.
We used to have real life battle royales. What?
I knew who my enemies were in my day. Now you get along with everyone. It sucks.
It's like we used to have 100. Back then, we had 1,000 people dropping into the battlefield, not 100. What?
Back then, tattoos were cool.
Yikes, dude.
I feel like if you came from the World War II, like, Nazi generation, you have to make the best. You have to, like, remember. Like, there's not a lot of good years for you to remember, right? Like, fucking the whole period. Like, if you're a German growing up, right? Like, some German old guys, like, you ask him, what happened between the years 1915 and 1945? They're like, what?
Nothing happened.
What?
Nothing.
You're quoting Family Guy. What? I caught you red-handed. You're quoting Family Guy right now. Oh my God.
I am.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, I've stopped watching Family Guy. Okay, I watched all the seasons. I realized the best shows. That's American Dad. That's it.
Yes. Thank you. Someone finally said it. Family Guy is trash. No. American Dad is unironically good.
You know what? It's because Seth MacFarlane doesn't fucking write American Dad.
Exactly. Dude. Luna, you're blowing my mind. I've been thinking this for so long.
Seth MacFarlane sucks.
Family Guy is a sinking ship. It's been going downhill for so long. But American Dad is consistently fine. It's all
great.
Right. It gets some good jokes every now and then. It's a decent show.
You guys can't say you don't like American Dad. Come on now. It is a fucking good
show. Okay. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen a lot of it, but like, it just doesn't.
Caleb
it just
loves
has like
the Cleveland show.
I did. When I was a kid. My name is Cleveland Browns. And I I am proud of TV. He's from Virginia. I gotta like him.
Well, Joey, wait, no, that's bullshit. So is Stan from American Dad, Langley Falls. No, fuck you. That's Virginia. He's from Virginia. He's the most Virginian TV show.
I didn't like the alien for some reason. The alien freaked me out.
Oh, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, Roger the alien. When I was a kid, especially. But I hate Family Guy, though. I'm glad that we can both agree. And I do not like Seth MacFarlane at all. I think he's very unfunny. Yeah, but and I don't like The Simpsons or anything like that either. I like the early seasons of The Simpsons, like season three or whatever.
Very high IQ, dude. To understand my favorite cartoon. Okay. But
I don't like Cleveland. Right. I don't actually like the Cleveland show. I'm just kidding about that.
I like the Cleveland show because it canceled King of the Hill, so I can never feel joy again.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm rewatching King of the Hill. That show has aged perfectly. That show King of the Hill is so good. It's so good. Every episode is hilarious.
Yeah, I like King of the Hill a lot.
It's such a great show.
I remember just King of the Hill. That's the only show I missed out on because my mom figured out what TV ratings were. And like she looked at it every time like a cartoon came on. She like came into the TV room. She's like looking at a hawk of the corners like 18 plus. Get the fuck off the TV right now. This is when cartoons are bad. And then like we watched King of the Hill. I'm like, this is what you didn't want me to watch, Mom. And she's like, this isn't actually so bad. I'm like, it's not. It's fucking funny. You just have no sense of humor. God.
The fat fucking nostalgia bombs when it's like, okay, I'm totally going to bed because I have school tomorrow. And then Adult Swim kicks on and you're secretly staying up till like 2 a.m. to watch all their shows.
Dude, I remember like my favorite thing, and this wasn't even on like Adult Swim. This was like G4 TV. G4 TV used to have a show called Code Monkeys. Which is like
Monkeys.
Fucking funniest. It's like, this is why G4 TV is sucking ass right now, because they don't have Code Monkeys. Like, it used to be like fucking, this is how G4 was, okay? Like, fucking Adam Sessler would show up and be like, hey guys, top 10 hidden DS games you've never played. Number one, Pokemon. Okay, sure, Adam. All right, it's cool. Fucking Adam Pereira would come up with that.
Look
at this wacky remake. Video I found on Google Videos, guys. It's really funny. And then, like,
they were it was Ray William Johnson before Ray William Johnson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was like less funnier Tosh.0.
And then G4 was ahead of its time in all the right and wrong ways. Yeah.
And then they had 6 hours of Cops. Like, God forbid, if you needed to see a fucking cop show.
Were you around for the golden era of G4, though, when they would just, like, not give a shit and play whatever they wanted? There was a show, I don't know if you guys remember it, called Cinematech.
Cinematech
was a show that would literally just play gameplay. Like literally all it would do, it would have a little graphic. It would go like Cinemateku, and then it would show the name of the game, and then it would fade out, and it would just play like cutscenes from the game, gameplay, just like set to music, and that was it. And it was a nice, relaxing, great background show. But then they made a spinoff called Cinematech Nocturnal Emissions. And all they would do, they would air it at 2 a.m. and they would play porn game clips. And that's
what?
It. Yeah.
They did not
give a fuck. They played like Dead or Alive, Extreme Beach Volleyball, these weird Japanese like softcore hentai games. Like, it was awesome. It was the best.
I remember like Dead or Alive, like they actually shamed anybody for liking it. This is like they had like Tommy Tallarico on like a fucking top show. He's a fucking, I'm working on this in television video, fucking banger, let me tell you.
My friend actually met him. He is apparently whacked out on cocaine.
Did he sit in the Ferrari?
He jumped on my friend's back and forced him to give him a piggyback ride. Yeah, this is true. So I went to Video Games Live, which is a video game music concert run by Tommy Tallarico.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys know about the event. They get a live orchestra, and Tommy plays like guitar, and they play like video game songs like Metal Gear and Kingdom Hearts and Mario and all that shit. Mm-hmm. It's a really good concert. But my friend is like a fucking near pro Guitar Hero player. He's absurdly good, just stupidly good. So they had a Guitar Hero contest, and it was like, if you get the top score, you get to go up on stage and play Guitar Hero with the fucking band. So my friend went up on stage, and they were like, you have to get 200,000 points and you win like tickets and like some shit. So my friend demolished the score, wasn't even close, and Tommy just got so excited he jumped on my friend's back and was like, let's go, and he had to piggyback him around the stage. Tommy is a whacked out human being, apparently, just fucking like riddled with energy.
I just know, like, if you want to cover his like gaming console, it's like you have any form of criticism, he's like, well, before you talk about my, have you sit in a Ferrari? Have you ever like been in a passenger seat of a fucking Ferrari? And everyone just like gets alert, like something happens in this fucking Ferrari that immediately makes you forget all your criticism. And
Your
I
Honor,
want
before
that experience.
You sentence me to life in prison, have you?
Yeah, like the judge is like, wait, so you're running the Intellivision Amico bullshit? I don't know. No, but judge, have you ever sat in a Ferrari? No. I'll do it better. Have you ever sat in a Ferrari that's running on the road? Because I can make that happen. I was like, man, how good is this fucking Ferrari? literally, there's so many people. It's like, you look at their channel, right? It's like, Intellivision Amico, and they have like legitimate criticisms. Like, oh, they don't have an operating system for the console, and it's like a month from launch. Maybe that's not what it... It seems a little questionable. And then like the Ferrari era happens, because I do it like an epoch, like, you know how we do like before Christ, you know, Anno Domini and shit like that. I'm like, yeah, this is the before Ferrari era and after I fucking splooched in his passenger seat era. And then the channel's
BF
like
an AF.
You know, guys, I recently met Tommy Tallarico, and we might have done some G Fuel on the hood of his Ferrari. We drove on the Ferrari, and you know, I think the man knows what's going on. I think he might be able to take on Nintendo. I'm just saying. Have you heard about a Ferrari? I'm like, man, that must be a fucking amazing ass fucking Ferrari. Shit. I wanna get Tommy Tallarico one day on my channel just to talk about the Intellivision, except I'm gonna Ferrari him. Like, I'm gonna rent the Ferrari. I'm like, no, Tommy, I know your MO. I want you to drive in my fucking Ferrari. And then we're just gonna rent one and drive off, and he's gonna expose himself.
Yeah, you're just cruising around. He's just like, we don't have an operating system. I've failed the launch of this platform. Yeah,
that's what I want. He like just completely goes honest with me. It's like, you know, I guess we just have all this pre-order money, and I have no idea what the like. He starts breaking down,
just deflates as a human being.
And then I'm gonna do the Ethan Klein thing where he was like in the car with like fucking who was a Ty Lopez, and he just puts on like one of his guys, and he puts on the headphones or something, and just. No, that was some guy with Ty Lopez. Like, I'm going to put on the headphones while he's breaking down about this console next to me and just ignore the whole way through. That's what I want to do. Like, that's how I want to lift things down. Probably never going to happen because Tommy just, I don't know. Like, he won't, I don't know if he can take criticism too well. A lot of those old timey dudes can't. But that's...
Yeah, unlike these new timey dudes like that are great at taking criticism.
No, Cliff Bleszinski could. Remember Lawbreakers? How fucking amazing!
Oh,
that game.
Dude, he's a stonewall of self-assuredness and confidence.
Oh my god, that man!
Isn't he the guy who got caught with like porn and he said, "No, I was practicing magic tricks."
No. I think it's Randy Pitchford.
Randy Pitchford. Yeah. Randy Pitchford is the one who got caught with a thumb drive of. And he was like, oh, I was practicing my magic tricks.
I still can't get over that. It's like the fucking mom, it's a virus. That old shit.
I was just looking up magic tricks, I swear.
I was like, he's like, we found Randy Pitchford's USB drives.
His excuse is I'm doing magic tricks. Oh, fuck. Classic.
Oh, I, you know, in all honesty, I wish before we tie things off, to tie back to Halo, could have deserved a lot better as a TV show. I think we started off pretty strong before we dove into the Moonfall mythos. I feel like Randy Pitchford, now that we brought that up, could have immediately dominated the Halo television show. It would have been Master Chief's ass. It could have been Master Chief's ass and him doing magic tricks in the front, all right? It could have just been that for an hour. And it'd be better than what we got, honestly, to be real.
The entire show would just be a really veiled reference to, like...
You know, they had a Halo anime show.
It's pretty
way
good.
Way better than what we got good. Over here. But thank you for coming on, Andrew. You've been probably one of our most explosive guests.
That's what I do. I just explode all over everything.
You definitely. I have never. I honestly like. There's one thing that you've done is made me like look up Lexus vehicles. Right now, I legit have like Lexus open on another monitor.
Dude,
like,
they come with warp speed. You gotta be careful with all that power.
That's what I Google. I'm like, does it come with? I'm actually about to call the Lexus like dealership in my area and like troll them and be like, does that have warp speed? In it? It's just, does it not?
Can this outrun the moon if it crashed into the Earth?
Exactly. That's what I asked. I'm like, I was watching this movie about the moon falling. I just want to know if the Lexus can keep my... What is the safety assurance rating on your vehicle?
That poor secretary. That poor secretary, man.
Maybe she's a huge fan of the movie. Maybe she really knows all the tips of it, and maybe she's gonna
call them right now. You can do it right now on the show. Call Lexus.
Ooh, do it.
All right, let's do the Lexus call. Hold on.
I want to hear their preamble. Thank you for calling the Lexus dealership. If you're calling about Moonfall, press 6.
Wait, Lexus dealership. Lexus dealership. Let me call the city over. Actually, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Just in case you want to buy one after you watch Moonfall.
Call a really busy one like Toronto or Ontario.
All right, let's see. Let's go. I'm gonna hit those ones up. Hold on, let's see it. Let's see.
Thank you for calling Northwest Lexus. To search the company directory by name, press 7. For the service department, please press 1.
I'm not
for
gonna get serviced.
Press 2.
Sales.
Gotta buy one.
Thank you for calling Northwest Lexus sales department. Please hold on the line for the next sales consultant.
We're gonna be here for 45 minutes.
No, there's not that many Lexuses being sold.
Nah, dude.
They know Moonfall is calling.
Moonfall comes out.
Designed to meet your unique needs. With Polycaro Access, you'll enjoy an enhanced...
Oh, wait, fuck. This is like the high-end Lexus dealership. They just said,
yes.
Oh, fuck, wait a minute.
If one of them has warps...
Hello, hi. Yes, hi, my name is... Yeah, my name is Caleb, and I wanted to call you about a Lexus, some of your higher-end models.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking at hybrid, SUV, sedan?
Yeah, I'm looking at SUVs particularly, something for the family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, the RX350 or even the NX. It all depends, how much cabin space you really
need. Well, I don't really care too much about the cabin space. Like, frankly, I know that I'm getting it for the family, but I was actually watching a movie that Alexis was in, believe it or not. That's where I heard about this car. So there. Have you ever watched the movie Moonfall by any chance?
No, I didn't.
It's an amazing movie. So it's just filled with Lexuses. And there's this one scene where, the moon is falling, but the car had warp speed in it. Like, the guy put warp speed and the car just basically drove really fast. Does the vehicle come with any of those admissions? Like, is it, turbo speed, warp and everything? Is that part of the Lexus package?
That would be the S4 package, yes.
Yeah, and will it help me, will it just, save me in a situation like that? Like, if I need to get somewhere really fast, that's the fastest in class?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Okay.
What's the 0 to 60?
What's the 0 to 60 on the warp speed? Is there a specification seat for it?
I'm not sure. In specs-wise, I don't have that much knowledge, but I can definitely connect you with...
Is the vehicle also electric as well?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
so
yeah, we need that.
We do have... Okay. Okay, so you're not looking at a hybrid, then. You're more...
I just want to look at anything that's going to help me, dodge the moon crashing in on me and, just get me warp speed. I need the warp speed. Okay. I need turbo. I need that. I need it fast. I need an SUV, and I need it fast. And I'm not looking at BMW. I'm not looking at Mercedes-Benz. I looked at Lexus. I saw it in the movie, and I'm committed.
Okay, I have to see that movie now. Mm-hmm. You have to see it.
Excuse me?
What is the movie called?
Oh, it's Moonfall. It's Moonfall. You have to see it. Moonfall, yes. Moonfall 2022. They show the warp speed in the car. That's why I specifically asked for it. I don't want to hear about, it's not turbo mode. It's actually warp speed. So if you can, and I'm legitimate about buying it. If you can connect me with somebody that has the SUV with warp speed, I am down. If you can transfer that call.
Okay, so are you actually nearby our dealership?
Yes, I live 25 minutes away from the dealership, yes.
Okay, so if you'd actually like to come in and test drive the model?
Absolutely.
It would
have to have warp speed, though. It has to have warp speed.
It will. Because you can even try out the RX and if you want to go full electric, we have one to test drive as well.
I'm down to come. You can write my name down. When is your next available opening?
Can do you want to come in sometime today or last?
I can come in tomorrow. I'll come in tomorrow. Actually, I'll come in tomorrow.
Okay. Not a problem. So, what time tomorrow works for you? Do you want to do maybe?
I will come in at 2 p.m. Caleb, you can write that down. I will show up and I will test drive your Lexus.
Okay, can we just 2:15 if it is possible?
2:15. 2:15. I'll show up there. I'll warp there if I have to.
No.
Okay. Awesome. Right. So, can I actually have your email address? I'll send you a confirmation.
Yes, my email address is Caleb
at warpspeed.com.
At oompaville.com. That's OOMPAVILLE.com.
Okay. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, not a problem. So, I'll book you in and I will send you a confirmation email and text.
Will do. Thank you.
And do you already know our location?
Trust me. I'm going to warp to that location tomorrow. I know it right now. I have it on my phone, ready to go.
Okay, awesome, Caleb. Thank you for making my day, and we'll see you tomorrow then.
We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Caleb, you have to commit.
Yeah, you have to
no! That's like 20 hours away! I gotta leave now!
You gotta warp there, motherfucker!
Get an Alexis. You'll be there by tomorrow.
She actually is gonna watch that movie.
Fuck, dude. That's so stupid.
We made her day, dude. She'll watch for that movie. She'll be smiling with glee.
Yeah, my God. She's gonna send that to the sales team, be like, this is what's bringing in the big bucks, guys. That's a good one. That's a great way to end
shit.
It.
Shit. What if she unironically loves it? She just watches the movie and she's like, this is she's the best movie the I've ever seen.
She's gonna fucking love it.
She's about to buy the Lexus. I have no idea. That was the hardest straight face I had to maintain. When she started laughing, I was about to lose it.
Oh, fuck.
Well, thank you all for watching, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in next week when Caleb's whipping that new warp speed on camera. This is a Some Ordinary Podcast. Please go check out Hugbeast on YouTube. Follow Andrew on Twitch. We'll leave all the socials and pertinent stuff below. Follow my good co-hosts, Nuxtaku and Oompaville. And ladies and gentlemen, if you liked what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. We are out.